Welcome to today's deep dive. Our mission today is to figure out exactly how environmental extremes, change the rules of vehicle care, and we are using a single, highly focused source to do it, which is the Texas Road Ready Essential Chevrolet Maintenance Guide.
Yeah, and it is a really great baseline document because it moves away from that generic advice. It forces us to look at how a specific, really harsh geographic reality actually impacts the machinery we rely on every day.
Right. Okay. Let's unpack this because approaching car maintenance, it shouldn't just be about blindly following a generic owner's manual. I mean, it is a lot like training a distance runner.
Oh, definitely.
You wouldn't train on a perfectly flat indoor track if your upcoming race is full of like steep, rocky hills. You have to prep for the exact terrain you are going to face.
Yeah, what's fascinating here is how the source directly links that geographic readiness to a very proactive, ongoing behavior.
Right.
It doesn't tell you to just go out and buy a bigger, heavily modified truck to conquer Texas roads. Instead, it points straight to consistent, targeted maintenance visits.
Which naturally brings up the question of how we actually deal with tough environments. So, what does this all mean? Let me challenge the premise of this guide for a second here.
Yeah, go for it.
When people think of driving in Texas, like massive stretches of highway, triple-digit heat baking the asphalt, the instinct is to just upgrade the car, drop in a massive aftermarket radiator, buy heavier-duty tires, and just call it a day.
Right, just make it invincible.
Exactly. So why does the guide insist on constant routine visits instead of just, modifying the car once to handle the heat?
Well, because a one-time upgrade fundamentally misunderstands how environmental damage actually works. The heat in Texas, it isn't a single obstacle you just drive over.
It's not a pothole.
Exactly. It is a chronic degenerative condition for your car. Let's look at the actual physics of what is happening out there. When ambient temperatures hit, say, 105 degrees, the asphalt can easily reach 140 degrees or more.
Wow, which means your tires are literally baking while you drive.
They are. That extreme surface heat accelerates the chemical breakdown of the tire rubber, and it causes drastic swings in tire pressure. And heavy-duty tires, they do not stop that chemical degradation at all.
Man, yeah, they're still rubber at the end of the day.
Right. And then your engine cooling system, it relies on pulling in outside air to cool the internal coolant. If the air it's pulling in is already well over 100 degrees, the radiator's efficiency just drops significantly.
So it is fighting a losing battle from the moment you turn the key.
Precisely. And then there's the battery. People always think cold weather kills batteries, but intense heat actually evaporates the internal battery fluid.
Oh, wait, really? I always thought it was the freezing cold that did the damage.
Yeah, it is a common misconception, but heat actually accelerates corrosion and damages the internal grid. A heavy-duty radiator does absolutely nothing to stop your battery fluid from boiling off.
That makes total sense.
Yeah, and that is exactly why the guide insists on those routine maintenance visits.
Ah, I see. So preparing is really an active, ongoing process. You aren't just fixing a broken part. You have to constantly recalibrate the vehicle to survive that specific environmental assault.
Exactly. A technician has to actually check the specific gravity of the coolant, test the battery voltage, and, inspect the tire compounds for thermal wear. That is the core mechanism of the guide right there. It elevates consistency to being the primary tool for automotive survival. You simply cannot outbuild chronic environmental stress.
You have to manage it.
Right. You have to manage it through regular, hyper-specific check-ins.
Well, that makes total sense when you break down the actual chemistry and physics of it. And that brings us directly back to you listening.
Yeah.
Whether you drive a Chevy in the blistering Texas heat or, say, a compact hatchback navigating the road salt and freezing temperatures of a harsh Midwestern winter, this source underlines a vital lesson.
Absolutely.
You absolutely must align your maintenance habits with the mechanical realities of your specific geographic environment.
Which brings up a final thought to leave you with today. If regular specialized maintenance is the absolute baseline requirement for mastering the specific rigors of Texas roads, well, what unseen hyperlocal environmental stress tests is your own daily commute putting on your vehicle?
That is a great question.
And is it possible that your standard generic maintenance schedule is completely ignoring them?